This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Our theme for this week is Touch of Faith, and we are focusing on the topic Living with a Limp. Genesis chapter 32 verse 25. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. How can the Lord who makes the lame to walk make a normal person lame? I believe the Lord uses different methods to get our attention so that we will not drift away from Him but draw close to Him. There have been times when God does something in your life and you remember the incident so very clearly that even after so many years, you can say, "This happened at this particular time." Accidents have left people with visible marks, and those marks are a reminder of God's faithfulness and grace. This is Jacob's story. He was drifting from the purpose and the plan of God, and God used his method to get him back on the track. Yes, it may be painful, but God is loving, God is gracious, and when he does that, it is not to break us, but to build us. The limp in his life was the result of a long struggle. You may call it as a punishment, but I call it as God's mercy and grace. It is better to limp and walk in obedience of God's will than to walk without limp in disobedience. The Lord marked Jacob even before he was born. He followed Jacob wherever he went. Jacob's path was not a straight path, yet the Lord was with him. In fact, Jacob never thought that the Lord would meet him on the way. The Lord could have allowed Jacob to go his way and face the consequence. He was successful in cheating his brother, father, and also his uncle. He escaped from his brother's wrath. He fled from Beersheba and settled down for the night at Luz. While asleep, he dreamed of a ladder or a stairway leading up to heaven with angels going up and down. Jacob was awestruck and declared, "This place is surely the house of God." Genesis 28 verse 17. He set up a stone pillar as an altar and renamed the place Bethel. Bethel means house of God. Jacob never expected the Lord to meet with him, and that too on this journey when he was fleeing because of deception. God is God. He is loving, forgiving, and he does everything to get us back to him and put us on the right path. The Lord could have intercepted Jacob's path and turned his direction, but he waited for many years. We should never take God's patience for granted. Sometimes you do not understand why the Lord is patient. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, we read, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Jacob was strong-willed and self-sufficient. God wasn't there in his life. When he was returning from Laban, God met him on the bank of River Jabbok. He did not know that it was God. He wrestled with him the whole night. He was 90 years old, and yet he did not want to give up this fight. Thus far, he has been successful in overcoming battles in his life, and he thought this one also can be overcome. Jacob knew that this fight was not an ordinary fight. My friend, the Lord had to fracture him before he could form him according to his purpose. Jacob called this place of meeting as Peniel. It was a place of surrender, a place of submission. Jacob was limping throughout his life as an evidence of receiving the touch of God. He learned a valuable lesson in his life. He cannot resist God. When God marks you, He will get you. Don't resist Him, my friend. He is always the winner. Have a blessed day. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.